At the end of 7 days, when he has had enough of the non-stop lovemaking, Enkidu tries to rejoin his animals, but they dart away at full speed, like the fawn that emerges with Alice from the wood where things have no names. Enkidu no longer has the unconscious mind of an animal, or the vital force he had as a child of the wilderness. Something has been lost, but it is not paradise. In fact, Enkidu is about to enter another kind of paradise, civilization, the city where every day is a festival. Walking back to Shamhat, he realizes that although he can no longer run like an animal, he has gained something that more than makes up for his lost powers. In knowing Shamhat sexually, his mind has been enlarged. He has begun to know himself. He sits down at her feet, and as he listens, he discovers that he can understand human language. He also discovers for himself what the Lord God realizes for Adam in Genesis, that it is not good that the man should be alone. In this longing for a true friend, he intuits what he was created for. Shamhat not only initiates Enkidu into self-awareness between her civilizing thighs, she invites him to Uruk, gives him human clothing, and teaches him to eat human food in the hut of some shepherds who live conveniently nearby. She acts as a patient, loving mother as she guides him through this rite of passage. The scene at the shepherd's table is both hilarious and touching, with its shame-free awareness that initiation into humanity means knowing what it is to be sexual, intoxicated, and clean. They led him to their table. They put bread and beer in front of him. Enkidu sat and stared. He had never seen human food. He didn't know what to do. Then Shamhat said, "Go ahead, Enkidu. This is food. We humans eat and drink this." Warily he tasted the bread. Then he ate a piece. He ate a whole loaf. Then ate another. He ate until he was full, drank 7 pitchers of the beer. His heart grew light, his face glowed, and he sang out with joy. He had his hair cut, he washed, he rubbed sweet oil into his skin, and became fully human. We get 3 further glimpses of Shamhat, as she and Enkidu make love yet again, as she humbly carries out a request of his, and finally, as she accompanies him to Uruk. Then, having completed her mission, she is gone.